From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. By 2026, that number would reach 52 million compared to 28 million if Obamacare were to remain in place. The health care law adopted in 2010 was a signature program for Obama and brought coverage to 20 million people who previously lacked insurance. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to address Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union. May is still awaiting one final step, the consent of Queen Elizabeth, but that could come as early as Tuesday. After that, she will be free to formally notify the EU. She is triggering Article 50 of the bloc's treaty, which covers how a member can withdraw. A May spokesman said Monday that she is not likely to make that move until the end of the month. The exit process is expected to take about 2 years. This is VOA News.